This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
QNN Community Network News, I'm Jed Gilbert.
And I'm Nathan Partenza. Tasmania could become the first Australian state to deliver marriage equality, with speculation the ACT could follow suit. The Tasmanian Labor Party conference erupted in applause after Premier Lara Giddings vowed to legalise same-sex marriage by the end of the year.
The time has come for that discrimination, that last piece of discrimination, to be removed.
While marriage equality has long been considered a federal issue, Giddings says she's received legal advice that the state can go it alone. However, it could still be challenged in the High Court. That concern has prompted Greens leader Christine Milne to seek reassurance from the Commonwealth that it would not stand in the way of equality.
I'm calling on the Prime Minister, Julia Gillard, to tell all of Australia that if this gets through the Tasmanian Parliament, as we hope it will, that she won't see the matter referred to the High Court.
However, gay rights advocate Rodney Croom says he's proud of the proposal.
The message that Lara Giddings has sent the rest of the world today is that Tasmania has a heart.
From Tasmania's perspective, legalising gay marriage could have economic benefits if it becomes Australia's gay marriage capital. Under the proposed laws, same-sex couples from all around Australia would be able to marry there. Tasmanian Small Business Council's Robert Mallett says that modelling shows the state economy could benefit by up to $100 million. The legislation is expected to pass the Tasmanian lower house with the support of Labor and the Greens, but may face opposition in the upper house, where there are a number of independents who have expressed their reservations.
Momentum is also building for same-sex marriage across the Tasman, with the New Zealand Parliament set to debate a bill at the end of this month. Labor MP Louisa Wall has sponsored a same-sex marriage bill that is likely to be passed by Parliament at its first reading. There have been calls for a referendum on the issue, but support appears to be building for the bill, including from Prime Minister John Key and leaders of several minority parties. Wall spoke to Joy 94.9, saying many Australian couples could travel to the country to tie the knot.
We would be happy for our Australian brothers and sisters to come and celebrate their ability to be married if we create that institution here in New Zealand. I won't comment about the discussions and debate that are happening in Australia, but what I will comment on is the fact that you're having it. I think it's really healthy in modern societies for us to discuss and debate issues such as marriage equality.
New Zealand has had civil unions since 2004.
The first ever gay pride parade has been held in Vietnam. The parade took place in the capital Hanoi with dozens of bicycles, rainbow flags and balloons. Despite the lack of official permission for the event, there was no attempt by police to stop it. There was little hostility, however, many onlookers didn't know what the rainbow flag symbolised. The media in Vietnam still portrays homosexuality as a condition that can be treated, and one of the organisers said the parade was a good thing for Vietnam.
Briefly in other news, pop star Micah has come out as gay. He's previously said he was bisexual and didn't want to limit himself with labels, but says he has now found the strength to come to terms with his sexuality. And in the US, the fast food chicken franchise Chick-fil-A continues to be at the centre of a pro-gay and anti-gay debate after its president said that gay marriage was inviting God's wrath upon the country. Sarah Palin recently tweeted pics of her proudly buying food at the store for a recent Chick-fil-A Appreciation Day.
To QNN Sport, South African archer Karen Holzer has come out this week at the London Olympics, taking the number of proudly gay and lesbian Olympians to 24. Holzer says she looks forward to the day when her sexual identity is a non-issue. She hopes coming out at the Games will help people struggling with their sexuality and add to the fight against homophobia in sport. And Welsh footballer Daniel Thomas has been arrested for posting an anti-gay tweet about British synchronised divers Tom Daly and Peter Waterfield. Thomas denies sending the tweet, saying he was the victim of a prank. He has since been released on bail and suspended by Port Talbot FC, pending further investigations.
If there's a story out there that you'd like to hear on QNN, then let us know. Email us on qnn@joy.org.au. That's QNN for this week. I'm Nathan Partenza.
And I'm Jed Gilbert. We'll have more for you next time on Community Network News.
This has been a news and current affairs program from the Joy Studios in Melbourne. For more gay and lesbian content, please go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.